Paul Vassiliev, South Australian fashion designer and owner of the couture label Paolo Sebastian, who has been named 2017 Young Australian of the Year. Hi, Paul.
Hello, thank you for having me on the show.
From the beginning, I'll tell you that the fact that you have Bulgarian roots, that you have some Bulgarian blood, was the reason I looked for you and I tried to get you on our show. So could you please tell us a few words about your Bulgarian roots?
Yes, so I'm Bulgarian on my father's side. So my father was born here, but my grandfather is from a very small village called Disep near Hadmanli. And his father was actually a priest there. And they came to Australia after the war, and both my grandparents met in Adelaide.
Have you been to Bulgaria yourself?
I have, I really loved my trip there. We went with the whole family for the first time, and I was very, very inspired by my time then. I actually, one of my collections, The Snow Maiden, which was a few seasons ago, was inspired by my trip there.
You've launched your label, Paolo Sebastian, in 2007 when you were 17. How did it happen?
Well, it was fashion's always something that I loved doing. From both my grandmothers sewed. My dad's mum unfortunately passed away when I was 6 months. But my Italian grandmother, she taught me how to sew. And then from there, it just kind of naturally progressed. I was making dresses for friends from very early on. The first proper dress I made was at around age 11. And I was making school formal dresses and 18th dresses and graduation dresses, and then from there got into wedding dresses. And I said at around 14, you know, I really want to start my own label. And when I was in 2007, when I was 16, 17, we did that, and we actually did that at the Bulgarian Hall in Adelaide.
What was the reaction? What was the feeling after that presentation?
Well, you know, when I started planning it, I thought, because the hall was quite big, and we got there and I looked and I thought, you know, we're going to be lucky if we have 100 people maybe. And I was really nervous, but we actually ended up selling out. We had over 660 people, and we were a full page in the newspaper the next day, and then it just really took off from there, and we had orders straight away, which was great. And back then it was just me working in my parents' lounge room. So it's obviously changed quite a bit since then.
Not long after that, you went to study in Milan. And yes. Milan is famous for being the mecca for fashion. Did you bring a lot back in Australia from Milan? Did you change your fashion philosophy, your style?
I think definitely I've brought a lot back with me. I don't know if I changed my style, but more so I developed it when I was over there. And I was able to learn a lot of really great techniques to kind of channel my creativity and really help me with my design work.
Your designs have been worn at many red carpet occasions, including Oscars, Emmy Awards, Grammy Awards. What it's like to work with celebrities? Are they difficult? Are they hard to work with?
No, not at all. They're honestly very wonderful. And I have to say that about all my clients, really. I've been very blessed. I have some really wonderful clients. But working with celebrities is wonderful because they all have their own individual style as well, and they bring so much. And it's just a wonderful feeling to see your dresses walking these international red carpets, because as a young child, I used to watch, you know, the Oscars and the Golden Globes, and, you know, you dream about this old Hollywood glamorous world, and to be a part of that is really wonderful.
In 2016, last year, you became the South Australian Young Australian of the Year. This year, 2017, you won the Young Australian of the Year award. How does it feel to be a celebrity yourself?
I don't know about celebrity, but it's a great honour to be recognised and receive the honour of being Australian of the Year this year. And I just really hope that I can make South Australia and Australia proud, and both the Italian and Bulgarian community, because they've been such a huge support of me my whole life. I'm just very happy and very grateful to be doing something that I love every day.
Paul, Your label, Paul Sebastian, is going to stay in Australia. What are the motives behind this decision?
For me, I've always been very passionate about local production, and we make everything in-house in our studio in Adelaide. And because we work in couture, it's all about the handwork and the quality. The main reason, I think, is because I can keep a lot of control over the product and how it's made and the quality that we produce, because it's obviously a very high-end product and high quality. But also because I feel like we lose so much here in South Australia and in Australia to overseas production. And there's so many talented people here. I think, you know, they deserve to be supported and they deserve the jobs. So I just, for me, it was a natural choice. And I'm just glad to be working with the amazing people that I get to work with, because my staff are truly talented.
Paul, I've heard that you feel homesick when not in Adelaide. Is that right?
Yes. I love traveling, don't get me wrong. Like, I love going overseas and interstate. But I think that's also why I've never moved, is because I love it here. I've got so much support and so much family around me. And I love Adelaide. It's a beautiful city and the beaches and everything. So, yeah, I think, how can I leave?
Being almost 27 years old next month, I believe.
A few months still to go.
Okay. How do you see yourself in 10 years' time? Where?
I don't know. It's hard, because if you asked me, you know, 6 months ago, I would never have guessed that I would be Australian of the Year. So I guess I just take every day as it comes. I'm very grateful to be... for each day and to be on this journey. But I hope, you know, the brand can continue to grow and we get more international success, because, I mean, just because we're in Australia doesn't mean we can't reach out internationally as well. And so I hope to continue to see Paolo Sebastian sold in boutiques and in stores all around the world.
Thank you very much and good luck in this industry. It's very competitive, but I'm sure you've got the talent and the know-how to do it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on the show.
Paul Vasilev, South Australian fashion designer and owner of the couture label Paolo Sebastian.